Hello and welcome to 2F15, Lisa's Wedding. Original air date March 19th, 1995. This is Dave Merkin, executive producer and showrunner.
This is Jim Brooks, who will not be able to match that sense of fun.
I'm Greg Daniels. I was credited as writing this one.
And there you go. And that's pretty much all we have to say about this. This show was an enormous challenge because we actually travel into the future. And that very idea for this show began for me with a call from Mr. Brooks over here saying, I have a really great idea. And I said, yes, you do, boss. And Jim, you can take whatever might have happened before that.
Greg did a great script. It is a great script. Did you get writers' awards or anything for this?
We won an Emmy. This was our Emmy show that year. I mean, it was for the whole season, but this is the one we put up because we were very proud of it.
Well, I remember going into our writers' pitch sessions that were at the Lowe's Hotel, and I think I know I pitched something, but then I also remember, Jim, you saying that you had this idea for this episode, and I was, I don't know who I trampled to try and get to write this
memory was that Jim called me with this idea, that he didn't bring it up at any kind of retreat, just the phone rang, and there was this fantastic idea that he basically said to me in a couple of sentences, you know, right, and it was just a great pitch right away, is that, you know, we go into the future. He said, I don't know how we get there, but we see Lisa and she meets this perfect guy and it's this perfect relationship, but she can't take the family. I think that was, you know, pretty much paraphrased exactly what it was. And then
I just have a vague recollection of a high point in my life. And
it was absolutely the pinnacle.
I just remember the feeling. I just don't.
And then, you know, we needed someone who was going to do a great job executing this. That person was not available, and we got Greg. I did ask Greg if he wanted to write this, and Greg did. He jumped on it. He jumped on it. And Greg is always like that. You know,
I want to cite this as a great script because I read it over this morning because I knew I was coming in for this. And I think if you count everything being right on character and count number of big jokes and count story, this is really up there with all the Simpson episodes.
Well, one of the reasons I really wanted to do this one was it's so rich because you've got all these different sources of humor to go to. It's what's the family going to be like in the future? What's the world going to be like in the future? There's a huge significant thing happening and somebody's getting, you know, one of the main characters getting married. I mean, that's like a huge deal. And everybody has an attitude on it. It's incredibly easy to write something that's that significant and fun.
And it was a lot of work. There was an enormous amount of discussion because we were now moving The Simpsons. I think we'd only gone into the future once before when we saw Bart as a Supreme Court justice. And that was only for...
We were a lot more rigid about rules of the road, too, about where we could take an episode.
It's true.
But also every background is new because it's in the future, right?
The characters had to be redesigned and aged. All the backgrounds were completely new. And everything in every shot had to be figured out about what it was going to be like in 2010, which is now just around the corner, but then seemed like such a far, far time away. and we really had to figure out what was going to be going on technologically and how Lisa was going to look. That's Mandy Patinkin, by the way, playing Hugh. And he did a lovely, lovely job and was a joy to direct. Absolutely.
That's a great George Meyer joke, I think. The gag's impressive. Doesn't that feel like him?
That's true. And the designs of the characters, we don't have anybody representing the animators here today, thank God. But they're really brilliant. I mean, you absolutely are thrilled to see these characters at this age, and they work. They're not awkward. They really are completely organic to the original style.
Phew. Thanks for holding my book while I tied my shoe.
The book I need. You'll probably take forever with it, too.
I can read faster than you.
I read at a 78th grade level.
Right here.
And Yardley also did a wonderful job. It's a very emotional story for her, and she really nailed it.
You'll see when you get there, the word stochastic.
Pertaining to a process involving a randomly determined sequence of observations.
There's your romantic meat, right?
First they hate each other, now all of a sudden they love each other.
I particularly enjoy the way the robots
behave. I know. I remember you, Joe.
As often as we could make it happen, we've made sure that... Just a wonderful, complete melted head.
The eyeballs are made of some other material because they don't melt.
That survived the thing.
Right.
I never met anyone who so understood the magic of Jim Carrey.
Now, this is a Jim Carrey.
Sure, how long Jim Carrey has been big.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And he wasn't as respected as he is now. It was a much meaner shot.
I always respected him.
Did you always respect him? Did you? But we'd have respected
living
him.
Living Color, you don't respect him in Living Color?
I loved him. I mean, I loved him, but we were just making fun about how huge he was, how big, you know, in terms of his actions, his movements,
right.
How he's not as subtle. But he's done a lot of subtle work since then. So this was before he got the opportunity.
They're sharing a little bed in their college dorm room.
Well, it's 2010. I mean, look at them. I mean, they're just in one bed together. It's pretty exciting.
So it's a good thing they reevaluated those wacky old designs.
And I always hoped that it was clear that the 12 was flashing as a mistake, and it wasn't just trying to say that it was 12 o'clock, but I think it is.
They don't know how to set the...
Yes, the just like a VCR. Which now, where everything sets itself automatically...
In Britain. I don't know how we ended up with them.
Uh-oh, should I laugh?
That was actually Dan Castellaneta doing that English voice.
I love that. That is such a funny performance.
Perfect laugh, isn't it? It was the perfect non-committal sound, and she really nailed it.
I suppose I'd say 17th century.
Actually, Lisa, it's just Uncle Eldred.
Oh, get me brain medicines from the National Health Center.
That was Hank doing that. Those horses are nice. You can see that the sky, we purposely made the sky kind of horribly polluted everywhere. It's kind of a subtle thing going on, but we figured that the world would not be in great shape. So there's odd colors in a lot of the sky if you look for it.
Trying to get an environmental media award, another one.
You can't have enough EMA awards.
Yes,
isn't it wonderful?
And then another opportunity to have some heads melt. You know, we wouldn't want to lose that.
Hi, Mom.
Lisa, hello. How are you doing in England? Remember, an elevator is called a lift, a mile is called a kilometer, and botulism is called steak and kidney pie.
Guess what? You and I are getting married.
All right. Lisa, that's wonderful. If only your father was still with us. But he left for work a few minutes ago.
Mom, remember when I was little, we'd always plan my dream wedding, and you always promised to, you know, well, keep Dad from ruining it?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I guess...
And this is great. Old people and technology joke.
This?
She keeps forgetting.
Oh.
But we do these really small jokes, and then we can turn around and do a very, very big slapstick thing all at the same time.
I wonder if this really read. He was supposed to have that suit T-shirt.
It doesn't read.
It doesn't really read.
No, because I was looking and trying to remember why he was in a suit.
Right, exactly.
Why he did that. And I figured, well, that's the future. They just kind of...
It's the one sad thing how Bart turns out. It's the one sad man.
Yeah.
But later he quits this and becomes a Supreme Court justice, so...
I love how Lenny and...
They're executives
they
now.
They've moved up the ladder.
And only Homer's in the exact same position.
The personal call, Simpson.
Oh, but Mr. Milhouse, my little girl's getting married.
Lisa? Oh, my one true love.
It's not you, Milhouse. I just...
This is a flashback within a flash-forward episode.
That's right.
Sort of in the middle.
We can actually... This episode sometimes can rip a hole in the universe because it does so many strange things to the space-time continuum. Homer is endlessly optimistic. Even at a moment like that where it's clear it's going to be bad, he thinks it could be good. And this is such a great subtle redesign where you just have a one extra line underneath their eyes, and Homer is heavier, just slightly heavier.
He also has one hair on his head.
And down to one hair, right.
One of the hairs.
Wedding there. We'll do it on a Monday morning. There'll be fewer drunks.
Homer, don't take this personally, but I've obtained the court order to prevent you from playing.
That's a great show.
Where is Homer Simpson?
Yeah, where?
Well, he seemed to be in order. Back
he's not even particularly upset. He's used to it by now.
Mr. Smithers.
But our running joke of every time that Maggie goes to talk, something prevents us from hearing her voice.
Oh, Mr. Burns, we'll thaw you out the second they discover the cure for 17 stab wounds. How are we doing, boys?
Well, we're up to 15.
Yay!
I just love all the designs of everybody's exactly right.
This was great.
What's
love
going
it.
To happen in school is desks on top of each other and... This has happened in school, this Pepsi thing.
Yeah.
You, the redhead in the Chicago school system?
Pepsi?
Partial credit.
That, again, was the wonderful Phil Hartman.
...to the wedding of our only graduate to read at an adult level.
It must be Lisa Simpson. Because, of course, Martin Prince perished in that science fair explosion.
Not quite perished, my lady love. Although some days I wish I had.
I always wonder whether we exactly got his voice the way it should be. If it should, does that sound like Martin Prince to you as an old man, as an older guy?
I don't know. I forget. Did we use the same actress?
No, we didn't. Because that's right? It's usually somebody else. Usually Russi, and we changed it.
Yeah. Wimby got younger.
Dan,
that's a strange thing here.
Huh?
Wimby didn't seem to. He seemed to got younger a little bit.
Well, but he's much. You think Wimby looks younger like that? He's all bedraggled. He looks very worn out.
Lisa, darling, don't worry. I'm sure I'll get along with your family. You've so thoroughly prepared me for the worst, as long as they're not squatting in a ditch poking berries up their noses.
And if they are?
Here they come! Raise the flag! Oh, Lisa!
I think this is a perfect thing to show how things are going to go wrong. The tears and the
flames. And the music,
seeing,
too.
Seeing them alongside each other is great.
It is. To see Barb with the muzzle is fantastic, I think.
So Jim Reardon directed this one, and then he became the supervising director for years, right?
Yes.
Afterwards.
And Jim always did fantastic work. And for an animation director, this was a really, really tough episode because every single scene had to be designed from scratch. It was all new backgrounds, all new... exterior designs everywhere and all new character designs. So it was a huge, huge job, and he and as always, Jim is one of our absolute favorites, and he really, really nailed it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, Lisa. Fortunately, the compost heap broke my fall. Be a dear, run a bath.
Good sound effect.
It was. We got real manure to come up with that.
Maddie, company eating rules, huh?
All right.
This is something that Matt always liked, is when they ate daintily. That was he loves that for some reason.
Wrecking ball, but also crush cars into cubes. And on the side, I promote local tough man contests. Basically, I'm getting out all my...
I find Bar turning out like this very upsetting. I mean, really.
But he pulls it together later. That's the implication, isn't it? This is just a bad period we're seeing him in.
I said pull my finger.
Mom, we've got my wedding dress fitting this afternoon.
I think, I may be wrong, but I think it's true. I think that I did take Nancy's voice and electronically lower it just about two notches.
I think so,
on
yeah.
On Lexicon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And anybody wants to send me some free Lexicon reverb equipment, please.
I'll be delighted. Great. There's only one thing I ask in return.
Certainly.
Pull my finger.
There's the Jetsons.
Driving on the left makes you feel more at home, huh, you?
So again, you know, subtle things mixed in with things that aren't very subtle.
I love that scroll.
That's a good thing to freeze frame on.
Remember, if you see any celebrities, consider them dangerous. You
know. Now, we had all the satire, like, about the commercialization of schools and media conglomeration, and yet we weren't able to stop any of that.
No, it's absolutely true. The satire was not strong enough.
Yeah.
He gave me his cufflinks to wear on the day I married Marge, and they brought us good luck.
Now, remember this, because we had, the first draft had the same themes, but I don't think we had figured out a way to crystallize it into the cufflinks.
That's right.
And then we had to pick like a specific thing.
Thing that would represent, you know, his non-acceptance and the fact that he didn't care enough about Lisa to go along with things.
Hey, watch those virtual darts. I'm trying to play virtual pool.
Down!
This didn't take off as much as I thought it would.
I thought this
would be in every bar by now.
Well, that's because of that. That ruined. Everyone was excited up to that moment.
In the show, the future. Yeah.
Hardcore sex channel so gradually, I didn't even notice.
I love the design of the older Homer and Marge. It's great.
Yeah.
This is one of the sweetest Homer scripts where you really care about him, and he's very open-hearted, well, for most of the time.
Yeah, no, he seems to have mellowed.
He's much more mellow. Yeah, we talked about him slowing down and being easier going, yeah.
Well, to me, the biggest thing about this was, what's the emotion after you come out of the future? And how does what kind of mood the show ends on?
Everything's fine, really.
Remember, a lot of what I was trying to do was knock out jokes that would that would change the mood at the end.
The change of the fortune teller is great. I mean, on that score.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And I also love the way the tense dissolve into the other kind of tense.
Yeah, it's very bittersweet, and it's very sweet with her and Homer at the end. I love that piece. But yeah, the fortune teller is very funny because she says she just specializes in relationships where you get jerked around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she does that disappearing thing, which is a joke I absolutely love, where she's supposed to, but then she doesn't.
Something borrowed is this antique brooch from Hugh's mother, and I just need something blue. Here. Oh, Mom.
This is a great joke. A frink fish.
No, he was just working on. He was just working in the lab just moments.
Well, you know, he's
that's a clone, I think.
He did some sort of a fish that is like him. It's not that he turned into a fish.
Yeah,
part DNA. Of him is in the fish. I had one in his honor. It's all accurate. This all works. That's why that person was able to get their doctorate thesis based on that. Greg was telling us this morning that he found on the internet that someone did their doctorate thesis based on this episode, right?
Yes, and I'm sure whoever it is listening to this DVD commentary.
I'm sure they probably are.
Nice to meet you.
What's the title?
Something to do with fairy tales. Lisa's wedding as fairy tale or something.
If the doctorate committee can hear us, it doesn't seem worth it. I would deny it.
Well, that's not too bad.
Oh, that's sad.
And again, just a little bit heavier, and you know, it's just the perfect kind of old age bloat. And again, very subtle emotional stuff going on, and then something huge like this, right next to it.
Oh, we've got a little situation here.
I can't feel anything below my cummerbund.
Ooh la la!
Hi, Dad.
Now, this is such a sweet scene, and really done well by.
The speech is great.
Yeah.
You know, I always felt you were the best thing my name ever got attached to. Since the time you learned
mellowed
in your own
in his age.
You've been smarter than me.
Well, he kind of describes how she helped him, and I think that a lot of the ways that he's better is because of his daughter. You're
my greatest accomplishment. Well, my favorite episode was the Lisa substitute episode.
That's an amazing episode. That's still one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, and
favorites.
I think the way that the sort of Lisa's position in the family and how all of her natural inclinations are one way, but she's stuck in this family that's the other way.
Hey, Dad, did you forget to give those cufflinks to Hugh?
No.
Well?
I found them on the nightstand this morning.
And you see, this is, you know, there are little jokes in here, but we go a very long way with just emotional and just real interaction of father and daughter.
We're not supposed to see each other before the wedding. It's tradition.
What about my family's tradition?
Surely you don't want me to wear those. In front of my parents and their friends.
But you promised my dad you would.
I was just humoring him, darling. Actually, he frightens me a bit.
I know they look a little silly, but his feelings will be hurt if you don't wear them.
Fine. I must say you were right. This has been quite trying.
I like how upset Hugh is. And he does it in a very English way of sort of keeping it underneath. But
his kitsch, his cautionary example, nothing works. Frankly, I'll be quite relieved when we get back to England and we won't have to deal with them.
Are you saying we won't see my family again?
Well, possibly your mother will.
It was cool that we invented this.
I can't believe I'm here.
This new world of England and the English.
Yes, I
treatment of the future. There's some kind of place called England.
I wouldn't be surprised if they invent a place based on this show that's really similar to what we showed, and that somebody would actually talk like that, which is hard to believe.
And I don't think you understand that.
So Yardley just a lovely job there. Not too over the top, incredibly real and incredibly hurt.
Now, to sing Amazing Grace,
Miss Maggie Simpson.
And we did this show. I directed this show in very few takes because it was really happening, you know, mm-hmm. pretty quickly. And I think that's a tribute to the writing and the quality of the story.
And they were together, right? Yardley and...
Yeah.
I think you had tickets or something that night.
James Taylor was in town that night.
Yeah, I wasn't anywhere near.
Winning had been inside the church with God instead of out here.
I love the design of Krusty. Krusty is really old, and he's in the worst shape of any character.
Well, he's based on Groucho Marx in the in that design.
Who is?
Krusty.
With
his beret
old,
and
the
his...
old Groucho. But it's disturbing now. You know, I know we did that as this thing, and now I was very sad. Yeah, it was great the way the tents became the tents.
Next day, Hugh goes back to England, and you never see him again.
This is what saves everything.
Wow. Now that I know all this, isn't there any way to change the future?
No, but try to look surprised.
Tell you about my true love.
Oh, you'll have a true love. But I specialize in foretelling the relationships where you get jerked around.
Was that your line, Jim? I think it might have been. I think that was yours.
Oh, just made me laugh.
Lisa, where were you? You missed the most incredible thing.
Hi, Dad.
I ate 7 pounds of fudge.
Wow.
The man at the stand said it was a record.
Wow. What else did you do, Dad?
I wrote the teacup.
I love the way his arm comes up here at the end. It's
like he's learned nothing during the day.
He's learned
everything. Yeah.
The secret of Homer.
I say God bless everyone connected with this episode.
Oh, that's so sweet. And thanks for coming up with that idea.
Yeah.
Man, it was really fun. It was really, like I said, a lot of work.
So we did the little Renaissance.
This is a beautiful Renaissance version of the Simpsons theme by Alf Clausen. I think we learned a lot in this commentary.
It's a great episode. It's probably my favorite that I worked on.
I can't tell you how upsetting the bartending is to me. I'm going to have to shake it off.
We'll he gets better later. He becomes a Supreme Court justice. It's just a period of time. I mean, look at Bush. What kind of background?
Every time I'm this upset, it has the ring of truth.